do you want, here? Green or red, aren't
you?
My name's Susan George, and I'm playing for the Special Olympics for Wales. I'm playing bocce. It's a big speed and it's first to go for Athens and all, so just do our best and do what we can do, and that's it.
My name is Heather Williams. I'm going to play bocce. All the team will celebrate. We're going to win for Wales.
Tomorrow, Susan and Heather from Barry will be part of a team of 12 Welsh competitors making the journey to Athens to take part in the event founded 43 years ago by US President John F. Kennedy's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who died in 2009.
Most people believe that I've spent my whole life really interested in only one thing, and that one thing is working to make the world a better place for people with intellectual disabilities. It has inspired one to create sports camp, Olympics, and to ask political leaders to make more comments about health welfare.
The spirit of Eunice's ambitions for the Olympics is honoured in the game's theme music, Flame of Hope, and in the work of those who've helped more than 3 million athletes take part.
My name is Val Savory. We've been involved with Special Olympics nearly 30 years. The profile for the sports of Paralympics is quite good, but unfortunately Special Olympics isn't. Special Olympics, you can't necessarily tell by looking at an athlete that they have a learning disability. To make people aware of Special Olympics, what we feel as parents is that it's what every person deserves, and that is recognition of what they do.
Val's 28-year-old son James has never counted how many medals he's won in the Special Olympics, but he hopes to add to his collection of bronze, silver and gold when he competes in the kayaking events in Athens next week.
It's hard work for me. 5 days a week I train. It helps make friends to people up there. I get to do my best, everything, win a medal and taking part. I'm excited to go.
Athletes can choose from 22 different sports. Some of the games are adapted from traditional Olympics to accommodate for learning difficulties. Planning her last-minute coaching sessions, Val Savory explains the power of sport in reinforcing self-esteem.
We had one girl come, and I said after 3 months, I said I didn't know she could talk, and she hadn't said a word for 3 months. Well, she's really out there now. She's really quite confident. A different girl completely to receive a medal. They have done their very best, and as the oath says, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. It's going to be a journey of a lifetime, and it really is. And it's a wonderful experience that you can't really put into words.